There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Not content with denying freedom of expression to its own people, the North Korean regime now seems intent on suppressing the exercise of this fundamental freedom in our nation. In the most recent example of its recklessness, the DPRK carried out a significant cyber attack on the United States in response to a Hollywood comedy portraying a farcical assassination plot.
That's the voice of Samantha Power, of course, who is the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Welcome to the show, a holiday edition to be sure. I know a lot of people already heading for the hills to kind of decompress and spend some time with their family. In the meantime, there was no hiding from the North Koreans when it came to what happened to Sony and the giant hack and icing the picture, the interview, for now anyway. So maybe turnabout is fair play, although the United States is not taking, if you will, credit for shutting down their internet highway, the internet backup, after a 9-hour disruption. Because in the middle of this war of words, poof, how dare you say that we cannot do anything to your connectivity? They didn't say that, but you have a feeling that you know who's behind the curtain. Don't you think that the U.S. had something to do with this? The controversy over the comedy, the interview, which follows a plot to assassinate its leader, Kim Jong-un, has really set a lot of people on edge in a way. The studio pulling the film amid the threats to the people going to the movie. And, of course, the giant cyber attack that ensued. And in the meantime, the North Koreans dealing with their own outages as a result of that. Here's what I love, that the president and other people around the president have said that the United States would respond proportionally to the attack on Sony, but no specifics ever were given. And nobody really wants to comment. Nobody from the National Security Council wants to say anything. The State Department is kind of dancing around it, saying that we're going to implement our responses. Some will be seen, some may not be seen. I think we pretty much know what we know what happened there. And, you know, who did we look to after this hack attack but the Chinese? Because there are many in the Chinese culture who are great at unraveling a cyber attack. So the U.S. has asked China for help in battling North Korea, saying they discussed the issues with the Chinese to share information and express concerns and talk about cyberspace outside of the norms of appropriate cyber behavior. And the Times, I think, was the first place where I read it that the United States had approached China. The Guardians of Peace, just a couple of days ago, the group of hackers accused of performing a cyber attack on Sony, mocked the FBI in a new statement and said that the result of the investigation by the FBI is so excellent that you might have seen what we were doing with your own eye. We congratulate your success. The FBI is the best in the world, with giant letters. You will find the gift for the FBI at the following address. Enjoy. And then the link had a message that leads to a YouTube video titled, "You Are an Idiot." And the FBI hasn't really said anything about it. They're just glossing over, just ignoring it. Because we know the FBI linked the malware, the infrastructure, the techniques, all that stuff used by the Guardians of Peace in that Sony attack. They traced it back to them, to other North Korean cyber attacks. And what happened was, it's obvious, they broke into the servers, they published private emails and information, and they threatened to attack movie theater screenings of the interview. So that was enough to say, okay, we're not going to air it right now. They're not going to do that. So it's a very odd dance that we're doing here with North Korea. And this whole North Korea hack attack and Sony Pictures and then this movie, The Interview, I don't know if it would have been as big as it will be if it is ever released, which that is in the foreground rather than the background, that they want to find a way to release it. I don't think they're going to completely cave on it just for now. And that interest is, I don't know, I think that interest is just going to grow. There's going to be more people that want to see it that probably wouldn't have even gone near it and had no idea who Seth Rogen is or James Franco or any of that, and they would have just written it off. But now the curiosity is going to overtake a lot of people. So if it is released, I can only imagine that it would be just a huge box office smash. So I honestly think you'll get five times the amount of people you thought you initially would get to come out and see this movie. But I think it's looking more and more that way. So how interesting. Get ready for the ground to rumble if, in fact, that happens. I don't want to not tell you about the lava flow. I got an email from a guy named Skip who said, Kate, I've been following the show. Just a quick email. What's going on with the lava flow? I'm headed to Hawaii. And I talked about how strange it is because the lava flow will be slow, and then all of a sudden it's approaching a small town, and then it turns in a different direction. There's really not a lot of way you can control where the lava is going to go. That's why there's always the concern of the people who hike up toward the volcano or get close to where the lava is flowing, thinking they're okay. They can get kind of close to it, and they're going to be all right. And then the next thing you know, their rubber soles are stuck to the hot, molten lava, and it would just burn your foot off. It's incredibly hot. You can't mess with this stuff. So anytime there's a way to clear people out, that's exactly what happens. But the lava flow is pushing, it's pushing on toward the marketplace that they thought it actually might hit. And it's just creeping pretty slowly toward it. And this is on the Big Island. It's funny because I stayed at a place near there on a honeymoon, and I recognized the market because there's not a lot out there. It's a very small, small area. And it just had a couple of restaurants and a couple of other places. But the marketplace looks like it's at ground zero, so they're monitoring it to see where it's going to turn. And the University of Hawaii has even developed a model to forecast the lava flow smoke in Puna, which is available online. So you can go online and you can actually see it. But it's crazy. The Paioa marketplace, they're worried. They're trying to make sure that everybody knows they might have to evacuate. They have a market. They have a couple of gas stations there. They've got a drug, Long's Drugs. They have a few restaurants that are in there, too, but it would be too dangerous not to have them evacuate if it keeps getting closer and closer and closer with this lava spewing. I mean, it looks good in the distance when it's spewing, not so great when the lava is slowly approaching your business off in a distance. And it is kind of wild to see it online, to see the shots they have of it approaching, because they really have to keep a close watch on how the flow is going, where it's going, does it turn, which it could take a natural turn, and that's happened already a couple of different times. All right, we're taking a natural turn as we re-rack some of the big events of this past year, including the airstrikes, with Jeff Atticott, our terrorism expert. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Director of the Center for Terrorism Law, St. Mary's University School of Law in San Antonio. Izzy in Missouri, I hope you're listening. I think, Jeff, Izzy is one of your biggest fans. She loves it when you're on. She likes it. She says, Jeff, he pulls no punches. And speaking of pulling no punches, boy, I'll tell you, some of your posts are just... I mean, all your posts, really, to me, are dead on. But you talk about why the Crimea can control its own destiny and become part of Russia. Some people see that and go, "What? What's he talking about?" Explain what you think the role should be for the United States in this situation that we've got going on now in the peninsula.
Well, from a national perspective, you know, we have to do what's best for our country, and I'm a nationalist. I don't really care about, you know, the international poo-poo, so to speak, of the far left that always are concerned with what other countries think about us. From a national interest, Ukraine has not attacked us. They haven't attacked another country. They've obviously got civil unrest. They've got issues within their own nation. We've had the same process in our own great history. We had a thing called the Declaration of Independence, where the people decided that we wanted to break away from a particular government that we found distasteful. We have the right, the God-given right, according to our Declaration of Independence, to form a new nation. That's exactly what we did. So if the individuals in that part of Ukraine, the Crimea, vote to join another nation or create their own country, they certainly have the right to do so.
Yeah, and it's great the way you point that out about the Declaration of Independence, because all we keep hearing from the White House, from Obama, is that this is breaking international law. But that simply isn't true, is it?
No, not necessarily. It's not true at all. Again, it's called self-determination. When in the course of human events, governments are formed by the consent of the people. And if the people no longer consent, they have the right to break away. And this is a case of them breaking away. They're not trying to overthrow the government in Kiev. They're simply saying that we no longer think that you represent our interests. We have grievances, and we want to break away. And in this case, they want to break away and join with Russia. They have the God-given right. If it was good enough for our founders, then it should be good enough for everybody else in the world. We can't say, well, it's good enough for us, but nobody else can do it. That doesn't make sense. And President Obama, you know, obviously has a very shallow understanding of the roots of this country.
Yeah, as you watch this, too, and you see what's happening with the European Union, it seems to me, and I could be wrong about this, but reading this, they're talking about the money they're raising to give to the Ukrainians and all that kind of stuff, Jeff, but it seems to me like the European Union is trying to sort of back around this. They're kind of caught in the middle of this. Am I right?
Well, I think so, yes. I mean, no one's going to go to war over what's occurring in Ukraine, and no one's going to impose heavy economic sanctions on Russia. Russia's not Libya. They are a major superpower, and if you want to, fall on your sword over this and start a new Cold War in earnest, then that's the way to do it, and the Europeans aren't going to do that. They're too dependent on Russia. And again, Russia has not attacked another country. They were invited in. They came in to protect their own ethnic population, Russians that are there, at the invitation. The parliament voted unanimously in the Crimea to have a referendum and to rejoin Russia. Now it's going to the people. So the people make that determination. And if they decide they want to go with Russia, then I see no violation of international law.
What does this say about also the president and how he's perceived internationally now, especially after what's happened the last couple of years, the things that you and I have talked about?
Well, you know, the naivete all started when he got the Nobel Peace Prize after being in office for 24 hours and doing nothing. And the one thing he has done is nothing. Every issue that he's touched, from Iraq, where it's falling apart, to Afghanistan, where we're leaving in defeat, to Syria, to Libya, to North Africa, to Russia, our relationships with China, North Korea. He has no success stories, either domestically with his policies, nor in terms of national security. It's quite sad that the United States has lost a lot of our standing, because, you know, what other countries respond to is the application of violence or the threat of lawful violence. And, of course, when we rattle our sword now, it's about the size of a butter knife, and it intimidates nobody in terms of getting them to do or to refrain from doing anything. So we are simply a paper tiger under this administration.
Yeah, and then you mix in, too, always the United Nations, but you even clearly point this out. They can't get involved in the middle of this, with Russia clearly being part of the Security Council, correct?
That's correct, and that's why the United Nations is another reason why it's a worthless organization. During the Cold War, nothing ever got done because the Soviets were one of the members of the Permanent Security Council and the Chinese Communists. So we had a brief little window of opportunity in the 90s when we had a couple of resolutions that got through, but particularly with President Obama and his Libya escapade, when he got the Security Council to approve a no-fly zone and then broke his word and started attacking targets on the ground through quote-unquote NATO, well, you know, the Russians and the Chinese aren't going to approve any type of Security Council use of force anywhere in the world with that type of track record.
Yeah. What's your take? I mean, this is off topic of Russia and that situation, but just because so many eyes are on this, what's happening with this Malaysian airliner that's missing and the whole passport thing, the two people with the fake passport. And I know this can be a lot of different things and we don't know at this point, but what's your gut tell you on that?
Well, you know, the number one target for radical Islamic extremism has always been airplanes. We've had cases where planes have gone down before. The one in Egypt that the pilot basically crashed into the ground, and the media tried to cover it up. Our first clue was when he was shouting as he crashed the plane into the ground, Allah Akbar, over and over and over again. We don't have enough information. We have two individuals that bought, you know, one-way tickets with cash, and no red alarms went off. That's very disturbing. And so we'll just have to kind of wait and see. But Malaysia is a Islamic nation, and there's radical Islamic extremists in Malaysia aplenty.
Yeah, boy, that certainly is true, no doubt about that. Another thing that we talked about a lot, and I'll throw this in here too, is because you had thoughts on this. Benghazi keeps, you know, bubbling up, coming back up over again. Are we ever really going to know the A, B, C, and D of this situation that happened there with the death of the ambassador and three others?
Not with our current news media, not until this administration is out of office, and it might come out at some point. But, of course, Hillary Clinton has an interest in keeping the lid on the truth. What I do know is that we could have got air assets there in time to make a difference. And when we were told that, well, you know, we couldn't distinguish who to shoot at. No, you just shoot at everything within a two-block radius around the embassy and level it. That sends a signal to people that do not mess with our ambassador or with our embassy. And if there's collateral damage, then that's simply the way it goes. And these groups, these totalitarian groups, will understand that. But, of course, we wring our hands and worry about what countries will think about us. Well, when you don't use force, when you have the right to use force, they think a great deal about you in terms of being vacillating and weak and do-nothings.
So in that perception, vacillating and weak, whoever the next person is that steps into the White House, how important is it, do you think, for them to stand much, much taller than what we've seen, obviously? Is there a way to get that back? Because, you know, it's one of those hills that you can roll down, and all of a sudden the United States just keeps getting further and further away from what it once was.
Well, it's going to take, you know, opportunities where we can use force in a logical way and then to use that force, because that's what gets the attention of these regimes. There was a time when the American flag was such that, you know, nobody dared mess with the American flag. And that time has passed. Doesn't mean it can't come back again, but we need to put our emphasis on protecting our people and using force when necessary when those people are threatened.
Yeah. All right, and finally, Jeff, last question, bring it back around to the situation with what Putin's doing, what's happening there with the referendum. Do you think the referendum just goes off on the 16th without a lot of problems, or do you think there's some problems?
I think it's going to go off, and I'm confident based on, you know, what my sources say. That it will be an overwhelming vote to secede and to join Russia.
Yeah, because, again, that also goes to the population, right? A lot of the population there, that's exactly what they want.
That's right. And, of course, Ukraine's not a stable country. Russia has more stability. And, again, the parliament voted unanimously to secede, basically.
Yeah. All right, Jeff Atticott, St. Mary's University School of Law. How's things in San Antonio?
Well, they're doing good. You know, not as cold as it is up north, but we're surviving the global warming as well.
I love that. Jeff Atticott, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Kate.
Bye-bye.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House Freeze Dry Foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Only thinks about the. You got a real big heart, but I'm looking at you. You got real big brains, but I'm looking at you. Girl, it ain't no pain, I'm looking at you.
I don't even keep looking at my. Cause it don't mean a thing if you're looking at my. I'ma do my thing while you're playing with you.
Once again, the mailbag is full. Plenty of thoughts on still North Korea, also immigration, the spending bill, the president, a whole bunch of other things. So on that note, let's not stand on ceremony. Let's check the email.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Russ, who says, "Hey, Kate, been listening to the show for a long time. I intend to call on one of the dumb things. I laughed so hard about the guy who lost the engagement ring by burying it in a dessert. I thought they only did that in movies in the first place, but I guess it didn't work out too well for him." Yeah, that was a couple of weeks ago. We had somebody that wrote in and said that they had lost an engagement ring through putting it, having it put in the cake, a dessert, and then it didn't materialize. That would send you into a panic, I would think. So, okay, we look forward to phone calls or a dumb thing, sharing a dumb thing with us. And I guess that was that with that email. We do that once a week, by the way, and we'll continue to do that into the new year. All right, this one comes to us from Bill in Illinois. He says, "Kate, boy, the weather is just downright awful. I don't care how hot it gets in the summer. I'm never going to complain again. I'm not into the cooler temperatures, cool temperatures, and the gloominess that I see outside and all the rain, and then I know that there's a big snowstorm that's brewing." North Korea, to me, they have lost, if they had any shred of credibility, it's completely shot and gone out the window. I think it's brilliant that we retaliated with shutting down their internet for 9 hours. Whoops, did I say that? I guess the U.S. never confessed to it, but you'd have to assume the U.S. had something to do with it. It's interesting because we've never had this whole cyber threat thing, and this supposedly is the wave of the future. I think we're kind of watching the future unfold in front of us. Don't you? Absolutely. You know, the fear is always shutting down the grid. Everything is computerized. I mean, think about it. Think about what happens even when you call someplace to get service and you get caught in that web where something was shut down because of a computer, or even simple things. I can't tell you how many times I've called somebody about something, if it was a bill or if it was getting a ticket somewhere, where the computer, oh, our computers are down. Oh, our system has crashed. And that's just for mild, everyday things. And it is very strange. I mean, you know, first of all, when the internet went down in North Korea, here's what I was thinking. What are they looking at on the internet in North Korea? Because of the communist regime, I would assume there's so much, just like in China, that they don't have access to, that they're cut off from. Or maybe not. Maybe I'm just assuming that, and there may be other things that are just as readily available to anyone in the United States that are to North Korea, but I just have a feeling about that, that probably it's a much more simplistic and there's not access to too much in the outside world. You know, in Cuba, it's that way. We're having all these conversations about, oh, Cuba, what will Congress do? Will they lift the embargo? And now that they're going to ease some travel restrictions and other things, and more people may be able to go to Cuba, but it'd be like being stuck in time, because that's what it is when you go to Cuba. You're stuck in time. And one of the things is the access to the outside world is not very good there. And that's part of a dictatorship, a communist regime, you know, whatever. So I'm assuming it's not the great wide explore whatever you want to web in North Korea. All right, here's one from Rebel who says, Kate, I'm so tired of these cops being targets. You know, I'm not anti-cop. I'm not pro-cop. I just know that they're people, and there are plenty of good people, I'm certain, that are wearing the blue and carrying the badge. And I wonder how this affects people wanting to go into the profession. It is true. What happens when you need a police officer and we'll start calling and nobody will come because of the target that's been painted on their back, literally and figuratively? The mayor of New York now is trying to backtrack and say he didn't have anything to do with stirring the pot as far as police being targets. And now you have these two dead police officers in Brooklyn, and I think it shines a light on bungled policies, if nothing else. Well, it definitely shines a light on the relationship of the mayor's office and the New York City Police Department. One thing, just having gone to New York City in September, I never feel that I'm not safe in New York City because there always is so many police officers around, at least the places that I've gone. And unfortunately, some whacked out nut job decides he's going to murder two police officers. They happen to be where they were, and he shot them. And now it's a question of handling the backlash. And was this because of Michael Brown and Eric Garner, two different cases, but both black men who lost their lives? So did the mayor or did others really ignite the fires of somebody who just needed a tiny push to do something unbelievably heinous? This one from Margaret. Kate, I can't wait to go to Cuba. I don't know how I feel about this whole thing of Cuba in the past and how people were treated. I mean, certainly I don't advocate in humanitarian ways and keeping people stuck in positions where they don't want to be, but I would think that this decision will change some of that for the people there. I would think eventually it would have to change if things are being expanded in that country and more Americans are going to start to make that journey there. Well, certainly they're going to sell more cigars, perhaps, expanding commercial sales, exporting goods and all that. There's 13 million people on the island. And think about it, it's just 90 miles away. There would be more U.S. jobs. And, of course, people who are crazy about Cuban cigars, they would not have to worry about the secret deliveries. They would just be able to get them through legal channels. But that hasn't been approved yet. You need Congress to approve that. And with the Castro regime, you know, they've been living in a vacuum, the people there, and now this vacuum is going to be pointed in a different direction. So what is that going to mean? You know, that's what I want to know. What's it going to mean for the people there? And are they going to be able to, who some of them are so riddled with poverty, are they going to be able to have access to what we can bring them? And the answer is a big question mark, big question mark. Who knows at this point? I'm sure they would welcome tourists, that's for sure. I'm sure they would. But this embargo went into effect in 1960. So what does Cuba look like? From what I've been told by a couple of people that have gone to Cuba, construction that's falling apart, like projects that are just not completed. There are dilapidated roofs, libraries that are outdated. There's not even a fax machine anywhere. So, yes, tourists would be greeted, I would assume, in a pretty good way. But I'll tell you, I mean, any future, you know, people going there, the embargo thing is the crazy thing. So is there going to be an end to those sanctions or not? And that wouldn't make a big difference in dealing with Cuba. I think the idea is to have that be stepped up. I think that's the whole plan. It makes, in one way it makes sense, in another way it doesn't make sense. It's going to be slow going. Because there is some pushback to it. Not as much as you would think, though, but there in one way. But there is absolutely some blowback, for sure. All right, as we continue to roll on here through this hour of America Tonight, we're trying to get some of our little technical things happening here. That software. Maybe the North Koreans didn't like what I had to say because I'm having a hard time going to the phone lines. So if you call, be patient with us. I promise I will get there. I will try to get there for sure in our next segment. 855-266-5283. And, you know, talking about Cuba, mixing in some other conversation and going to the mailbag, that was part of what seemed to be on everybody's mind, especially the sanctions. Let's go to Izzy in Missouri. Hey, Izzy.
Hi, and yes, I did hear Jeff Adcock, and he was just as good the second time around.
He is good.
For president. He should seriously consider that.
No, he would never want that job because we've talked about politics for Jeff, and he doesn't like the system the way it's, you know, the way the people who speak the truth are definitely persecuted in a certain way, and he says he would never be able to get the support he would need. But I agree. I think he's such a smart guy and definitely authentic, Izzy. There's no question about it. He is so, so authentic. Izzy, Mary, Mary, and all that good stuff to you. Thanks for the call. I did shout out to Izzy before we went to Jeff Adcock, and he He's someone I love to have on to get his thoughts on what's happening, especially in the Middle East, but when it comes to terrorism, just in general as well. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNLive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNLive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNLive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
In a couple of directions here, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you, wishing you and your family and friends and everybody else a very happy, happy holiday, Christmas, whatever it is you celebrate. And New Year. New Year, a lot of people kind of skip. They kind of just chillax, watch football, or don't pay attention to anything. Just hang out and don't do the go to a party, hang late, get on the roads late, unless they're staying somewhere, I guess, I suppose. And then there's always that in-between week, taking it off. I talked to my nephew today. He called me. He's just turned 13, and when we were in the course of our conversation, I said I didn't realize how much he had off. I said, "Do you have off the rest of this? You have off the rest of this week, right?" And he said, "I'm off for 2 weeks. I have 2 weeks off." And I was like, "Wow, 2 weeks off? I don't remember getting 2 weeks off. I thought we had 1 week off, and that was it. These are the days. Some kids have off 3 weeks. Wow, that'd be like a." That'd like be like a mini vacation when you're in a preteen or a teenager. All right, let's go to Grim. Hello, Grim.
Merry Christmas there, Kate.
You too.
Well, I kind of had an idea from observation. Maybe you can use some contacts. But I've noticed as soon as they took down the police ribbons and the major news media could get in there in Ferguson and do a shot, that there was a huge shrine there for the young man that got shot up there. And then yesterday I watched the news, and they shot the street up there in New York where the two officers were shot, and it was just kind of embarrassing to see the shrine. And I called FTD, and they told me that it cost me about $60 to send three red roses in a vase up there.
Mm.
And I don't think they'll allow the vase, but America can show solidarity, not necessarily the police officers. The citizens can show solidarity to all the police officers if one of these flower companies would put together what I'd call the three-prayer bouquet, which would be three roses. Two roses that mean prayers for the two officers shot, and the third for America itself.
I like that.
Yeah, and for like you said, for the savings we get, which is, what, $20 on every fill-up, for $20, everybody could send one. And let's just fill that whole block up.
Wow, that'd be cool.
Show solidarity that we mean to back our police officers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, wrap three long red stem roses in a white plastic tied with a blue ribbon.
That's a nice idea. Oh, I like it.
As a designation that says, hey, we're people that are backing our police officers.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they some police officers have to feel like, whoa, you have no idea how hairy, scary it can be out there. And usually most will say that they meet good people and they like what they're doing. But look what just happened to those two police officers. They were definitely targeted. And that's sad. It was so random.
You and I both have family.
Yeah.
Now, I have a family member that showed up at a domestic scene, and a guy I went to high school with was shot in the head.
Oh.
And we're talking about, fellow officer, and they showed up late. They were just, how they have to call him out, all out on a scene, but he was domestic in a fight with a girlfriend with an automatic rifle in the house. And they were late, and he just randomly shot out the front window. So, they're out there trying to be psychologists. People don't understand that they take courses in psychology, and that's basically what they're out there is trying to mediate. I mean, domestic disputes is the number one cause of their death.
I know, and that's so frightening, isn't it? Trying to help people, getting the call, responding, and then some unforeseen thing befalling them, even as they try to respond and go by the book and do what they're supposed to do, and that's terrible.
And then you're a fellow officer that witnesses it.
Yeah.
My brother-in-law was sitting, they had to move him to a desk. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they just showed up probably 100 yards away from the actual house.
Oh, it's so tough, those scenarios. I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mentioned that, too, with my uncle by marriage, what happened to him. And it was a domestic dispute trying to help. And almost bled out. It's terrible.
Yeah, it's sad. And you have my grievances for your loss there, most definitely.
Oh, yeah, it's terrible. I love the idea, Grim. What a great thing to throw out there. You heard what Grim had to say. Send flowers. Fill up that block. It would be a terrific thing because You know, there are some people that are trying to show solidarity for the police, but and you know, listen, I've said this before. Like anything else, like football teams, professional groups that get together, microcosms of society, there's good and evil and things that happen in bunches of people when they get together. But there are certainly some great police officers, and how they handle some of what they have to handle on their feet on the job, I mean, honestly, I have no idea. And when I was in television news, I covered a beat they would call crimes and cops and courts, and I got to know a lot of police officers that way and went on some ride-alongs, and I was sometimes stunned by some of the things that they encountered. As Grimm said, domestic violence is the number one way that cops find themselves dying or being injured to the point of almost dying. And now when you think of the targeting of police and how that copycat thing is starting to take hold in some areas, I think it's incredibly frightening. And these are people with families and you know, young children in those families. And they must, these kids all talk, so they must be a little freaked out by that, knowing that, you know, hearing these things that get in their head and they see what happened in New York and the conversation and current events and whatnot. And that, boy, oh boy, that is a terrible thing that happened to those families. Absolutely, just absolutely unacceptable. Hey, remember, you can always get to the show through the miracle of Al Gore's internet by sending us your thoughts, americatonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, you're in just like that. Don't forget as well, we've got another Nail the Score coming up. It'll be a special holiday edition in our next show. So at the end of our second hour, we'll have a Nail the Score, because then we've got the holidays upon us, the Christmas Eve and Christmas, and we kick it into next year, New Year's. And New Year's, but we still have 1 week left in the NFL, and there's lots of playoff implications. You don't necessarily care about those playoff implications, but you certainly care about bragging rights and trying to nail the score, so it gives you another chance to do that, and you may just get lucky and be the person that nails the score. We've had a couple of winners. I've mentioned it before in the past. Chris in Connecticut, Dave in Vermont. You could be next on the list. It's hard to predict with some of these games, and especially that's why, you know, that's what we call it, nailing the score, because it's kind of tough to nail the score. It seems as though it would be easy. You just pick a side, and then we go from there, and you nail the score. Well, probably easier, perhaps, than finding Christmas cards that you actually like. I was in a store the other day, and this poor man, he came up to me, and he had a couple of different cards, and he said, "Which one do you like better?" I've been here for 25 minutes. I can't make up my mind. He's trying to find a card for his wife. Hey, any way I can assist you. Thanks for listening.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.